This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Developments in the impeachment investigation of U.S. President Donald Trump over Ukraine and political dirt traced without evidence to former Vice President Joe Biden. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Rome said again today he will not permit his department's officials to comply with subpoenas to testify in Congress. House Democrats, meanwhile, say they'll issue subpoenas for White House documents tied to Mr. Trump's phone call with Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, warns that failure to cooperate in the impeachment investigation will be considered obstruction of justice. President Trump again suggested Schiff should be investigated for treason.
He should resign from office in disgrace. And frankly, they should look at him for treason because he is making up the words of the President of the United States. Not only words, but the meaning. And it's a disgrace. It should not be allowed to happen.
More on all this from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Congressional committees have been seeking documents from the State Department central to an impeachment inquiry. An insider says staff from the House and Senate will attend a briefing with the inspector general, who's independent from department leadership, which is trying to block staffers from being questioned. And Thursday, former envoy to Ukraine Kurt Volker will speak with House committee members behind closed doors. He resigned last week after the whistleblower complaint was released about seeking dirt on Joe Biden's family.
It's the worst witch hunt in political history.
Last month, President Trump called the Ukraine investigation another witch hunt. Now he's calling it a coup on Twitter. Some experts are clarifying a coup is generally a violent overthrow, while an impeachment inquiry is a process spelled out in the Constitution. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use VOA News mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will send the